Welcome back to the Sportsline DFS podcast. It's a Monday slate, not quite a full slate. Mike McClure, I'm pretty pleased with what we've got for this Monday off.
Yeah, it's a very interesting slate. You've got some, you know, top tier pitchers. You know, I would consider them top tier pitchers on this slate and the matchups that they have. We've got a good number of value picks, a very clear top stack of the night. So there's a lot to go around here.
And probably the most important thing, we don't have any of that stinking bad weather to deal with. Last week was a bear. This entire season has been a bear. But tonight looks pretty good. I don't see anything of consequence. Not really even wind.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little chance of rain in Chicago, but that's really about it. I don't expect that to be an issue by the time the game is actually scheduled to play. So, yeah, very surprising that it's so clear given the weather we've had recently.
So you said a clear top stack of the night. That would be the New York Yankees, a 5.7 implied run total against Bartolo Colon. Two other teams over five runs, the Minnesota Twins and the St. Louis Cardinals. You're not nervous at all about stacking against Bartolo tonight?
Not at all. Look, it's fun to watch when he is magical out there and is really painting the corners and getting it done, but I just do not see that happening against the Yankees, so I am not worried about stacking against Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, I would say the thing is, like, he is pretty good at fooling batters into thinking that strikes are not strikes, or maybe fooling umpires into thinking that balls are strikes. That's not going to work with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. Those guys swing at everything. They're going to be swinging at the borderline pitches he throws.
Yeah, no, they're swinging at everything. I think that they can probably hit an 89-mile-per-hour fastball, so I'm not worried at all about the Yankees against Bartolo Colon.
My contrarian stack of the day, and I don't know how contrarian it will be, but they're one of the worst offenses in baseball, so I think at least a little bit, I'll go with the Baltimore Orioles against Hector Santiago.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It's not a negative park shift really at all, moving from Baltimore to Chicago there. I like it a lot. They're basically my contrarian stack of the day, and I will be using at least one, maybe two Orioles in every lineup tonight.
I think I know who one of those Orioles is, and we somehow let Chris Towers with the last pick in Dong Chasers take him. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. First, we've got BVP. Not a lot here today. I mean, I don't know what exactly it is. You'd think that Bartolo Colon, with his history, would have several guys on there, but just one. Giancarlo Stanton, 6-for-16 with two dongs off Bartolo Colon. Eric Hosmer in a lefty versus lefty matchup. He's actually 5-for-10 with two dongs off Gio Gonzalez. Adam Jones, the only Oriole with good BVP. He's 4-for-11 with a dong off Santiago. Mikel Franco, 6-for-16 with two dongs off Mike Foltynewicz.
Wow. I mean, I think Stanton's probably the most interesting one of the bunch to me. Does that make you more likely to play Giancarlo over Aaron Judge tonight if you could only play one of them?
You know my rule. Giancarlo against a lefty, Judge against a right.
Okay, so even though Giancarlo has that good BVP against Bartolo, you would play Aaron Judge?
I do not care. I like it for entertainment value. I might get more interested in a player that has 30 or 40 plate appearances. 6-for-16, no. And speaking of no, Freddie Freeman, 1-for-12 in his life off Nick Pavetta. We're not going to shy away from Freddie Freeman tonight either, except for the fact that Nick Pavetta has been a very good pitcher this year.
Yeah, I mean, Pavetta has been pretty good. He is at home, but if you like Freddie Freeman, that's certainly not a reason to shy away from him.
Hey, guys, you ready for an awesome stat? Actually, it's a pretty terrible stat, but it could be important.
Yeah. Yes.
Aaron Judge has a 602 OPS on the road. He is batting 205 with a 301 on base and a 301 slugging percentage with one home run on the road this year.
Well, that is not good.
Isn't that crazy?
Hopefully, you getting that stat out there will make less people play him tonight.
You're welcome.
So I mentioned that Chris Towers got the last pick in Dong Chasers. He's actually still first, a rare situation. He's in first place, 1251. I'm at 1243. Mike's at 1168. Adam, 923. And we all got really cute. The three of us, exceptionally cute today. I took Matt Carpenter at 3,400. Adam took Didi Gregorius at 3,900. Mike said, well, if we're all taking guys under $4,000, I'll take Brian Dozier at 3,900. And left Chris Towers with Manny Machado against a terrible left-handed pitcher at $5,600.
Yeah, Machado, look, I like that a lot. I was, like you said, just getting cute, keeping at a, you know, value dongs tonight. I'm going to stay under 4,000, but I do like his pick with Manny Machado, and unfortunately, we let the leader get Machado with the last pick.
Like, we let the leader get the most likely person to dong tonight, which is not a great feeling. At starting pitcher, there are two pitchers on DraftKings over 2,000, 10,000. There's a lot of pitchers over 2,000. Over $10,000, and they're way over. Gio Gonzalez, Zach Greinke, both closer to 12,000 than they are 10,000. I'm thinking about fading both of them. Is that crazy, Mike?
Not at all. I think that you almost kind of have to fade both of them if you're looking to get real heavy exposure to the New York Yankees against Bartolo Colon. So I've got a very, what I would consider, balanced lineup tonight, and it does not include Zach Greinke or Gio Gonzalez.
So I chose for my contrarian starting pitcher because he hasn't been that impressive yet this year, Jose Berríos, but I'm not sure he's actually going to be that contrarian at home against the Tigers.
Yeah, probably not. I think that because of the Yankees and the way that we're trying to get exposure to them tonight, Berríos sitting there at 8,500 on DraftKings, I think he's going to be quite popular as an SP2. So I do like him in this matchup. Obviously, there are still some pretty significant risks, but you're going to see that with pretty much anyone on the slate, really.
So you said him as an SP2. Who is your number one starting pitcher tonight?
I'm going to be using Walker Buehler as the number one starting pitcher tonight. He's at home in Los Angeles against the Rockies. You know, we've touched on how bad the Rockies have been away from Coors Field this year. It's just a really strong pitching environment for Walker Buehler here. So I'm going to use him as my top starting pitcher tonight.
I would assume, with as bad as the Royals have been offensively as of late, that Miles Michaelis is going to be pretty popular against them in a good park at 9,800.
Oh, I agree 100%. So that, you know, I have a very narrow core group of pitchers that I'm using tonight on DraftKings. Right now, I've only got three that I've decided on. I typically decide on four guys and kind of go all in on those four. But tonight it's Buehler, Michaelis, and Berríos. Those are the three guys that I've got. I mentioned Buehler as the number one just simply because, you know, the extra 500, I think that I'd like to save that salary. But Buehler and Michaelis are very close, one and two tonight.
Now, there are some bad, bad, bad starting pitchers on this slate. And we talked about Bartolo. You've got Ian Kennedy. You've got Andrew Kashner. You've got Hector Santiago, Jason Vargas. But there's a couple pitchers in the $4,000 range. Robbie Erlin, 4,400 against the Nationals. Blaine Hardy, one of the Hardy brothers, going up against the Minnesota Twins at just $4,000. Are you considering building any lineups with one of those two pitchers so that you can do a complete Yankees stack and play Manny Machado?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would have a little interest in doing it. If I did it, I would probably, honestly, I'd probably play Jason Vargas, who hasn't had a positive fantasy performance yet this season.
That seems bad.
Yeah, so he's averaging negative 4.2 fantasy points, and he actually, you know, it's not just because he had one bad start. He hasn't had above zero fantasy points yet this season. There will be zero people that play Jason Vargas tonight. So for that reason alone, he's playing against the Miami Marlins. I would use Jason Vargas, stack up the Yankees that you want, get exposure to Manny Machado, and every, you know, your number one guy at every position, which I think you can do tonight if you take this strategy. And you should have a relatively unique lineup still.
I am glad you brought up the fact that he's facing the Marlins, because two of his three outings this year have come against the Padres in San Diego and the Cincinnati Reds. He's only faced one good offense so far.
Yeah, no, look, he hasn't been good at all. You know, you're going to be the only one that plays him if you play Jason Vargas tonight. But again, if it allows you to get everyone else, you know, he's got to get close to zero fantasy points tonight. Like, it's got to happen. You can punt.
One of those guys will get a zero. If we just, maybe we need some rain. Rain one of those guys out and just start them.
Right, definitely.
Okay, so at catcher, there's a bunch of them, actually. Gary Sanchez, if you can do it. Obviously, that's probably going to have to be one of those cheap starting pitcher lineups. Yasmani Grandal, I like him quite a bit. Wellington Castillo, Mitch Garver. Who's your favorite catcher tonight?
In my initial builds, I had Mitch Garver. I just like getting some exposure to the Twins there when they're facing a left-handed pitcher. Obviously, Gary Sanchez is number one if we can afford it. But like you said, it's probably going to be a very cheap SP2 if you're going to be doing that. You know, and I like Wellington Castillo, who you mentioned there as well. A little bit of a revenge game for him. So I think that he's, you know, for me, it's going to be Garver, Castillo, or I'm paying up for Sanchez.
So on DraftKings, we'll start off with Buehler and Berríos at pitcher, Garver at catcher. We've got Dozier at second and Carpenter at third. Those are our two Dong Chasers picks. On FanDuel, the difference between Buehler and Berríos is just $1,100. Do we want to just wait and see who we have? Are they close enough to where you can just wait and see who we have enough money left for?
Yeah, I definitely think that you can wait and see where the salary is at the end, because you know that gap is definitely close enough.
At first base, I really like Trey Mancini quite a bit. He's absolutely crushed lefties, and he gets a bad lefty here, should be leading off in that game. I could also see playing Jose Martinez against Ian Kennedy. Cody Bellinger also with a good matchup. Who's your favorite first base?
Trey Mancini by a wide margin. He was almost my Dong Chasers pick. When you told me that we were going to have at least one Oriole because of the Dong Chasers thing, I thought that Chris Towers was actually going to take Mancini, and we were all going to be below 4,000 on the Dong Chaser pick. But Mancini is definitely the one Baltimore Oriole that I will have tonight, even before Manny Machado, because of price.
Okay, so we've locked Dozier in at second base. We've locked Carpenter in at third. On FanDuel, if you don't want to play Dozier, you can play Carpenter at second. But I thought when looking at the options at second and third base, second was actually deeper tonight than third base. I think I'm playing Carpenter at third, whether I play Dozier or not.
Yeah, definitely. I'm playing both of those guys personally. I will play Dozier second, Matt Carpenter third, and that's really going to be how I start that side of the infield there.
Okay, so let's talk about shortstop. I think there are two clear options at the top. You've got Manny Machado, who is ridiculously expensive and deserves to be. And then you've got Didi against Bartolo. Do you prefer Didi because of the price difference?
Yeah, I mean, because of the price difference, I think that you kind of have to go Didi in your cash games anyway. You know, and because of that, you're probably going to get lower ownership than normal on Manny Machado tonight if you wanted to go that route. Just because, you know, on DraftKings, you can't play both of them. But yeah, in cash games, I think you have to prefer Didi on DraftKings, where you're saving almost $2,000 at the position.
Now, I guess we should have talked about first base on FanDuel, because Trey Mancini actually an outfielder there. Who's your FanDuel choice at first base?
I'm kind of taking a little bit of a wait and see approach there, hoping that I get some more value. You know, there's a couple guys that I have my eye on, but nobody that like really, really stands out to me. Look, if Neil Walker is in the lineup, then it's going to be Neil Walker. But I'm not 100% sure that he's going to be there. But if he is at 2,200, he's going to be one of the top values on the slate against Bartolo. And then after that, it's, you know, Paul Goldschmidt is, you know, he gets a nice park. And, you know, we can almost call it a positive park shift now, the way that Arizona is playing when they go to Milwaukee. At 3,600, he's a pretty fair value.
Hit one of the slowest home runs of the, maybe the slowest home run of the season. Finally getting on track this weekend. I'm not sure that he actually is, but he got some positive results at least. So that puts us in a pretty good spot on DraftKings. We've got 4,700 for three outfield spots. Are you trying to get Judge and Stanton in and just playing one cheap outfielder there?
Yeah, I am. So, well, let's rephrase it. How I'm handling this is I need two New York Yankees in the outfield. If I cannot get Stanton and Judge, I'm going to need Stanton and Gardner tonight, or Judge and Gardner. But I want at least two of the three New York Yankee outfielders for my three spots on DraftKings.
Let's try to just plug both of them into this lineup and look at the outfielders that are 3,500 and below on DraftKings. There's one who has been absolutely awful, went 0 for 20 last week. That's Marcelo Ozuna. But I think with a good matchup against Ian Kennedy, I might take a shot on Ozuna tonight. Because his price is cheap.
I like Ozuna. It's really close between Ozuna and Adam Jones for me. I kind of like Baltimore as the contrarian stack there. You know, since I have Mancini and I don't have Machado here, it gives us a little exposure to Manny Machado. But I'm good with Ozuna as well. It's going to be between Ozuna and Adam Jones for me in that spot.
You talked me into Adam Jones as long as his tummy's feeling better. He'd have to leave Sunday's game with a stomach problem. So we'll keep an eye on that, but I think he'll be fine. So on DraftKings, we've got Buehler and Berríos, Garver, Mancini, Dozier, Carpenter, Gregorius, Stanton, Judge, and Adam Jones. I'll be honest, we got more of the Yankees stack than I expected we would, and we definitely got more than we're going to get over on FanDuel. $3,033 remaining. You have two outfield spots and a utility spot left. We might be able to get more Yankees in if Neil Walker's in and we can downgrade from Paul Goldschmidt. But right now we have Goldschmidt at first, Rios at pitcher, Dozier, Carpenter, Gregorius, and Mancini. Do you prefer Stanton or Judge?
You know, if I get to pick, it's probably going to be Giancarlo Stanton tonight. And you can tell me that's because VVP, whatever it may be. But my model does have Giancarlo Stanton just slightly ahead. But really, you know, on FanDuel here, where they're $100 apart, you know, at that price point that they are, you know, if you have to drop the Judge, you have to drop the Judge. So we'll see what happens there. But I like them both. I prioritize Stanton just slightly.
Well, it makes it easy because I know what $2,000 outfielder you want to play. The Twins are playing a lefty, so it's Robbie Grossman, right?
It is, but there's also one other outfielder that we haven't mentioned that should be returning today, I believe. And that's Steven Souza, who is only $2,100 and going to be hitting in a pretty nice park in Milwaukee.
Souza has been out with a pectoral injury, had an MRI. Said it wasn't really that big a deal, going to avoid the disabled list. So we can plug him in for now at utility. If he's not in the lineup, it won't be hard to find someone else. That does mean we have to drop down to Judge because we only had $2,000 left. So the preliminary FanDuel lineup, Rios, Goldschmidt, Dozier, Carpenter, Didi, Mancini, Judge, Grossman, and Souza. Of course, that's not going to be the final lineup. If you want the final lineup, go to sportsline.com. If you don't have a membership yet, that's fine. Use the promo code DFSPODCAST. Get you your first month for just $1. About 15-30 minutes before lock, you'll get Mike's optimal lineup. Also, my contrarian lineup. We're going to win all kinds of money and come up to a little better slate on a Tuesday.